The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How is everybody doing? First official day of lockdown. Are we good?
We will be into our first official day after Thursday. We were given, weirdly enough, 2 days to kind of prepare, which made me think I don't really understand the rationale behind that. But, yeah, you're ahead of the game. We're not quite there yet.
Pretty much become a way of life here. Last night, the government tightened restrictions of movement, and as of today, all public transport has ceased. We are allowed out for a 1 kilometer run or exercise, no more than 2 people, keeping a safe distance. We're allowed to the pharmacy, to the supermarket, and of course to take the dog for a needed walk and return. And that's basically it. But we're getting creative. We're getting productive. It's been quite fascinating to see that businesses who maybe 2 weeks or so ago said, yes, we'll freeze until after Pesach or whatever, are now saying, okay, you know what? We don't know how long this is going to last. We have to get working, and they are. But we've also had some good news coming in from around the world. And it's also important to look ahead. China announcing earlier today with the exception of the Wuhan province, they have lifted the lockdown. People can return to normal life. Travel can resume. That lockdown has been lifted for 50 million people in China. And in Italy, even though the numbers are tremendously high, they are coming down. We've had 2 consecutive days of the number of infections and the number of deaths coming down in Italy. So we can pull through this, guys, all together. But let's take a look at where Israel is at the moment. Our stats at the moment, we are at 1,659 cases of corona. Well, actually, 656 cases of corona. Sadly, we lost earlier today another patient, a 67-year-old woman who had also quite a few pre-existing health conditions. She has become Israel's second fatality. We don't have a name yet. She was at Wolfson in Cholon, and you know, our prayers are with her family and her loved ones, especially because people are self-isolating at the moment and they couldn't be with her. The other day we spoke about a premature baby who there was fears tested positive for corona. They've done 2 tests on the baby and the baby is okay. Other stats, very important. We've had 49 recoveries and release, and we've got 47 now moderate, which is an improvement on last night that was 40. So, you know, it's, even though the numbers are high, we attribute the high numbers to an increase in testing. We've opened several mobile testing clinics all over the country, drive-through testing clinics, and we've accelerated the amount of testing. But having said this, you know, I know that everybody's concern, apart from the health issues, is the economic issues. And the Bank of Israel announced earlier today that they would be buying 50 billion shekels worth of government bonds. This is to bolster the economy and also to deal with the credit situation. And that's bolstered the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, which opened this morning several points higher. I see the New York Stock Exchange also opened a lot stronger today. You know, these are very, very important for people who are concerned about their financial portfolios, concerned about employment. Also today, it was announced that the IDF are preparing about 2,000 unarmed troops to assist the police should full lockdown be necessary. So hopefully if everybody behaves themselves and stays indoors, it's so important that we stay at home. I know that there are many saying, but what about our freedom? You know what? You have to think of the other person at a time like this. It's very, very important. But also some good news coming out today. Another historical first, El Al flew to Perth to rescue several hundred Israelis who were stranded there and bring them home safely. That flight is on its way back to Israel. Another extraordinary feat by El Al and the government. And also, I think other governments should pay attention. Prime Minister Netanyahu has asked the IDF to come up with a plan to assist the elderly during this crisis. We are very, very concerned about our sabas and our saftas, our parents. And they say that make sure that when you do come up with this plan, that you have mapped in food delivery services and the adequate manpower.
Raylene, how are they going to enforce these very draconian and required measures?
Well, I have seen, you know, today Moked, which is our patrol here in Modi Inn, and police kind of, you know, making sure that people are, you know, going either to the store or to the pharmacies. I think the places where they're going to monitor especially are places like the beaches, the big parks where a lot of people congregated, the forests. This is not vacation time. This is time to stay home. So if Israelis are not going to behave, then they're going to have police and they're going to have army, even though they will be unarmed, enforcing this. But I think that slowly but surely people are getting the idea, just looking at what's happening in places like Italy, Iran, Spain, what happened in China. This is not a joke. This is very, very serious. And if we want to have good health, long-term health, if we want to flatten the curve, then we have to listen to the directives of the governments and the health ministries around the world who are saying stay home. You know, it's in everybody's best interest.
With Pesach around the corner, I mean, there could not be a more important time for Jewish families to get together. I think the vast majority of even secular Israelis find it important to be together on Pesach. Do you think there's going to be buy-in to the fact that it just can't be the same this year?
It's not going to be the same this year. I think many people have understood that it's going to be very difficult for many of us who aren't able to be with friends, families. It's very difficult for the Olim community. Many of us don't have family here, so we rely on our friendships. Our friends become our family, you know, our friend family. And for a lot of us, we won't be able to be with people on Pesach. Some people are saying maybe let's have virtual seders, but I think the general atmosphere at the moment is not that excited frenzy that it normally is. People are preparing, but they're also a little bit down. Because it's such an important time in the Jewish calendar, and this year it's you know the Chag where we celebrate being released from bondage is unfortunately affected by a plague.
Wow! Yes, it is. Let's talk Knesset updates. Yuli Edelstein keeping the nation on tenterhooks.
Well, let me tell you, Yuli Edelstein is probably not the nation's favorite person right now. Last week he shut down the Knesset amongst a lot of controversy and a lot of demonstrations against him. He was ordered by the High Court to ensure that a vote goes ahead by tomorrow for his replacement. And he's refusing to cooperate, and the High Court have said to him, you are not doing any favors to democracy. A couple of hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu said to Benny Gantz, let's get this government out sorted. But yesterday, the Likud, by their boycotting discussions at the Knesset, they lost out on being part of six very, very important committees within the Knesset. And by their actions today, they're continuing to boycott. You know, they're delaying the formation, very, very importantly, of a committee, emergency committee that will help deal with the COVID-19 crisis. And, you know, this is not a time for petty politics, people. This is a time we need our government to get to work. But yesterday, six very important committees were formed, and with no representation from the right-wing bloc. And these were the Coronavirus Committee, the Committee to Reduce Crime and Violence in the Arab Sector, the special committee to prepare the education system and special education for the next school year, hugely important. The special committee for labor and welfare, you know, now that people are concerned, I know also a lot of fundraising organizations very concerned of the impact that Corona is going to have on us. A temporary finance committee and a temporary foreign affairs and defense committee that will be headed by Gabi Ashkenazi of the Blue and White, who, you know, is one of the ministries the Blue and White wants, is the defense ministry, with Gabi Ashkenazi, the former Ramatkal, to head that up. So they've missed out on these very important committees, but at the end of the day, everybody just wants this to be sorted out. Yuli Edelstein to get back to the importance of what this country needs and get working.
And for the second day in a row, Rolene, we did not get to the Columbia University issue because it's 5:30. So carry over, maybe third time lucky.
Third time lucky, my friend. Third time lucky.
Cheers, Rolene. Thank you so much. It is 5:30.
Stay safe and healthy, guys.
Cheers, Rolene. It is 5:30. It is time for news headlines with David Kochakoff, and I promise to keep quiet. Or maybe it's not actually going to happen. Forgive us. We are all finding our way with this new technology, and it comes with its own challenges. That is for sure. I want to tell you about an article that the Jerusalem Post had on its feed today. If the mind boggles as to what Israel should or shouldn't do, can or can't do, and what the right thing is to do or not, listen to this. The Palestinian Authority slammed Israel for closing mosques while slamming Hamas for keeping them open. What are you supposed to do? The PA slamming Israel for closing mosques while slamming Hamas for keeping them open. Talk about an impossible situation, and talk about not being able to win.